This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Senate is set to vote Thursday on a stopgap funding measure to a partial federal government shutdown. Approval in the Senate would send the matter to the House of Representatives for a vote there as lawmakers work to beat a midnight deadline. Senate Majority Leader Schumer said the legislation would maintain current funding levels through December 3rd. It would also include $6.3 billion to help relocate Afghan refugees moving to the United States after Washington ended its two-decade war in Afghanistan last month, and $28.6 billion to help the eastern and southern states recover from devastating hurricanes and the western states, the raging wildfires. Senate Republicans earlier this week blocked passage of another measure to avert the shutdown because it also included a provision to suspend the country's long-term debt limit, which they are trying to force the Democrats to adopt on their own without Republican support. But Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell said Republicans would support a measure that only deals with the funding package to keep the government open into the new fiscal year that starts on Friday. There have been 21 partial U.S. government shutdowns, all since 1976. Other news, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has dismissed the United States offer to resume a dialogue, but he says he is open to improving ties with South Korea. This is VOA News. YouTube is wiping vaccine misinformation and conspiracy theories from its popular video sharing platform. The video sharing tech platform announced its immediate bans on false claims that vaccines are dangerous and can cause health issues like autism, cancer, or infertility. YouTube also deleted accounts belonging to some of the most notable propagators of vaccine misinformation and conspiracy theories. Public health officials have struggled to respond to the steady current of online misinformation about COVID-19 vaccines since development got underway last year. The International Olympic Committee said Wednesday that tickets for next year's Winter Games in Beijing will only go to spectators from mainland China, and unvaccinated athletes must quarantine for 21 days ahead of the competitions. Chinese residents will be able to attend the 109 medal events after spectators were barred from nearly all events in Tokyo this past summer. The IOC said all fully vaccinated participants would be part of the bubble, what it called a closed-loop system, and would be able to move freely inside of it. All domestic and international participants and those working in the system will be tested daily. The restrictions will start January the 23rd and stay in place until after the Beijing Paralympics Winter Games end on March 13. The death toll in the penitentiary gang battle in the coastal city of Guayaquil has risen to more than 100 as authorities find more bodies there. Ecuador prison system said Wednesday that at least five of the bodies had been beheaded. Earlier confirming the death toll stood at 30, but regional commanders said bodies found in the prison's pipelines were still being identified. And the volcano on Spain's La Palma Island continued to spew lava to the early hours of Thursday, with no end in sight to the eruption. Experts say it's impossible to determine how long it will last. That lava flow made it to the Atlantic Ocean on Wednesday. I'm Michael Brown reporting via remote, VOA News.